It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Sergeant Jason Ludwig. A lot of people shop online throughout the year. You have some online safety tips?
Package theft is a common topic of conversation. Help us help you by following these tips to thwart package thefts. Keep each other updated about recent package theft and activity. Share surveillance footage of a package theft in action. A lot of people are using the Ring doorbells and they record. So if you have surveillance, and it may not be just of your house, it could be of your neighbor's house across the street, share that surveillance footage. Ask a neighbor to pick up your package if your plans have you away from home. Offer to pick up a neighbor's package. Or you could request packages to be sent to your post office. A lot of people, depending on your business, allow you to have packages sent to you at work, which is a really good idea because they show up at work, you know that they're there, and they're not going to get stolen off of your porch while you're absent at work. It's important to note that Facebook and social media is not a replacement for 911. It is not a good place to report that your package was stolen. If your package is stolen, call the police department, 421-7060, or call 911 and let us know. If you have any neighbors that you know of that have surveillance around their house, let the officers know when they show up. We can always go next door and ask if they have it, and we can review the video footage. Maybe we can catch some of these people. Online shopping for us is convenient. It's something that I don't think we're ever going to turn away from. But before you put in your payment information, we want to remind you of some safety tips. One, use a credit card instead of your debit card. If you use a credit card, you can dispute purchases if they're not your own. If you use your debit card, that is tied directly to your bank account. And before you may catch it, they may completely empty your bank account. Think about using a third-party purchasing, such as PayPal or Apple Pay. Also, if you are online and you see an ad and it just absolutely looks like it's too good to be true, it probably is. A lot of scams are coming through advertisements on social media. Be very leery about who you give your credit card information to, who you give your bank account information to, and what information you put in a website.
We've been visiting with Parsons Sergeant Jason Ludwig. You've been listening to another edition of The Rap Sheet.